All right, well, with Senior Bowl week on the horizon, we bring in Josh Norris from Roto World. Follow him on Twitter, at Josh Norris, to talk about some of the players to watch on the offensive side of the ball this week at the Senior Bowl. We'll start where we always start, at quarterback. Blake Sims from Alabama, Bryce Petty from Baylor, some of the players who may interest Eagles fans.
Yeah, obviously no huge names this year at the quarterback position, but I wouldn't be surprised if we exit the event with Blake Sims being on the tip of everyone's tongues at the quarterback position. He's someone that has tons of functional mobility. He's a great athlete at the position, kind of came on out of nowhere, and we know he can throw the vertical ball. He used it a lot this year with Amari Cooper, and it was a drastic difference than what we saw with A.J. McCarron during his time there at Alabama. But the biggest thing is just working in the pocket and not succumbing to pressure once all the disruption is happening all around you. He has that functional mobility. He can step up, and he can force yards after catch situations with accuracy and placement.
And I know you're not quite as high on Bryce Petty.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing with Bryce Petty, and we're going to see it this year. At Baylor, he wasn't asked to throw to covered receivers all that often, especially when pressured in the pocket. And when either one of those things broke down with him, with the Baylor Bears, he struggled. Now, because Baylor's so good at creating one-on-one matchups, they spread everyone out. They really are the true spread offense. He's going to have to come from center this week, which isn't as much of a big deal anymore, as we know, working towards the NFL. But throwing to covered receivers and not seeing someone that's immediately open and using some of that anticipation, that's what we want to see next week at the Senior Bowl.
All right, well, tough to judge running backs necessarily during the week of practice. We'll take a look at them during the game. But this is a pretty good running back class. Yeah. Some good guys at the Senior Bowl, Amir Abdullah from Nebraska, the Davids, David Johnson from Northern Iowa, David Cobb from Minnesota. Different players, but all pretty productive.
Yeah, all three different players. And we'll start with Abdullah. He's someone that at Nebraska had wide open lanes. And he took advantage of that. You know, with running backs, it's something where you want them to pick up the yards that are blocked for them with quickness, with vision, and he does that extremely well. But once he gets to the second level, he then created on his own, once again, with long speed and then some arm tackle-breaking ability. You mentioned David Cobb, one of my favorites in this class. He might be a poor man's Le'Veon Bell. And Le'Veon Bell, sorry, Eagles fans, might be the best running back in the NFL right now. David Cobb is someone that breaks plenty of tackles, breaks first contact, creates yards on his own, but he's sneaky good in the pass game as well. Very agile, very comfortable as a receiver out in space. And talking about receiving, David Johnson. He is someone that I wouldn't be surprised we see him move to kind of an H-back role, kind of a move tight end possibly, because he's not as good of a runner as he is as a receiver. We've seen him multiple times playing even against FBS opponents, making contested catches, having to adjust the ball in the air, and he did those flawlessly. So in those pass-catching drills for running backs, he might shine in that area.
Wide receiver was incredibly deep, historically deep last year. Another pretty good group this year. Last year, Eagles took two Senior Bowl wide receivers, Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff. Some pretty good players here coming up again. How about Sammy Coates from Auburn, the big guy? Ty Montgomery from Stanford, a player with whom Chip Kelly will be familiar. Rashad Green from Florida State. Those are some of the standouts.
Yeah, and as good as the draft was last year with wide receivers, you mentioned the two best ones at the Senior Bowl. And I mean, it was Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff, and everyone else was kind of just a name. This year, we're going to have a lot more talent, in my opinion, and the list may start with Rashad Green. He's someone that was very dominant at FSU in terms of production, but he did that winning from the inside and the outside, creating consistent separation with routes, with burst, and for his frame, maybe sub 6 feet, he's very good at winning in close contact or in close quarters. Really, really like what Rashad Green is doing, and I think he might shine in that situation going in against those one-on-ones. The other two, Sammy Coates, Ty Montgomery, probably not as much. I think Ty Montgomery is someone that is a manufactured touch player right now. I think that he has great long speed, but then that speed doesn't sustain when he's running his routes. And he's best with the ball in his hands. He's a very physical player in terms of a ball carrier at the wide receiver position, but is he going to be used on running downs with rushing the ball, screen passes, getting the ball in his hands and kickoff returns, and then maybe vertical passes? That's probably his only game. And the other one was Sammy Coates, right? Yeah. Coates is someone that is a true where he wins. He's a vertical receiver getting down the field. He might have the best 10 catches of any receiver in this class. He also might have the top 10 worst drops of any receiver in this class. And it's all in that same area. He really fights the football sometimes, but other times he just looks like an extraordinary player adjusting and using body control and everything like that. We know he's a ridiculous athlete. He's going to blow up the combine. You'll see him next week in just pads, and he's probably going to look great. But just watch how he fights the football. See if that is going to sustain down in Mobile.
All right, let's talk tight ends. Nick O'Leary from Florida State, Clive Walford from Miami. Those are maybe the two best here?
Yeah, and it's an interesting tight end group this year. I mean, I think if you want to take a tight end this year, hopefully you took one in the last 2 years. Walford is someone that's coming off a knee injury, finished the season that way, and I believe he had surgery. He's someone that also had fought the football at times, especially when Stephen Morris was there in Miami. I don't think it was Stephen Morris's fault, but it could have been. But Walford is someone that isn't true inline target. And so that's tough to find, someone that's willing and adequate as a blocker, but also can create separation and absorb contact at the line of scrimmage. And who was the other name, excuse me?
Nick O'Leary from Florida State. Nick O'Leary.
So another of his big name from FSU, but his game might not match that big name that he's brought. He might be another one of those move pieces, but he's not a super athlete in my opinion, but he gets the job done, I guess, right? You might see him as a second tight end, put in motion a lot, and just keep him off the line of scrimmage. But it's going to be interesting to me to see how he fares in those one-on-one drills against linebackers or safeties and the success he has against the different types of bodies on defense.
Finally, the Senior Bowl, always stock full of really good offensive linemen. Let's talk first about a couple Oregon guys Chip Kelly is certainly going to have his eye on. Former guys Cronus Grassu in the middle, Jake Fisher on the outside, and also TJ Clemmings from Pittsburgh is a player to watch.
Yeah, Grassu is interesting. He's also coming off an injury, missed a whole bunch of time towards the end of the year. I think it's an ankle injury. But as we know and have lately seen, young centers have been relied on immediately in the NFL, if they're drafted early or if they're drafted late or even undrafted guys. Grassu is someone that obviously comes from a tempo offense and is asked to get to the second level very often, and then scooping even to get in front of the center. He did that pretty well. I mean, I'm not going to say that he's just a mauler and moves this guy off the ball every snap, but I think he can get in the way, be a roadblock, and accomplish his assignment. Jake Fisher, I love. Another guy who missed a lot of time this year. We're going to talk about that a lot with Oregon guys. But Fisher, I believe he moved from right tackle to left tackle and did a very good job at left tackle. Has fine length, fine athleticism. But to me, the biggest question this week, and you're going to see it in one-on-one pass rushing drills, is that functional strength. And I think that that is the most important part of offensive linemen now, and that's something that maybe I've learned in the last few years. And talk about functional strength, TJ Clemmings. This guy's an absolute mauler, absolute beast.
You're lighting up.
Still growing into the position, really, and still getting more comfortable. Believe he played right tackle, so we'll see what side he's more comfortable on. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I think it could go one of two ways. Either he completely dominates with his strength in these one-on-one pass rushing drills that are really set up for the edge rushers to succeed on, or he might struggle because he might not be quick enough to get his drop stuff, especially if there's a Dee Fords type there this year on defense. But TJ Clemmings is someone that I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him elevate into the first round.
All right, well, that's just the start of our coverage previewing the Senior Bowl. Plenty to come this week coming up from Mobile, Alabama. That's Josh Norris from Roto World and NBC Sports. Follow him on Twitter @JoshNorris. For now, we'll see you later on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.